climb in and hold on.
We're driving the conversation.
It's the Joel and Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota.
The border is always a hot topic, and it's going to continue to be one of those really big topics. Joining me by phone right now is Fox News Radio's Ryan Schmelz. Ryan, great to have you along. What is the very latest on this effort to get a border deal together?
All right, so it looks like the very latest is that we're probably not going to be seeing a deal this week. You know, they've been working into the final stretch. They've been trying to get this essentially done. But, you know, when it comes to getting a bill text put together, there's still some things they need to work out according to what negotiators have told us. Now, the same negotiators did say, though, that they do feel there is a light at the end of the tunnel.
And so what are the next steps going forward?
Right. Well, the next step is to work out this deal and then give members time to read it. Now, Leader Schumer did say that he would do that, but he didn't give specifics on how long. And we were talking to one member of Congress, Roger Marshall from Kansas, and we actually just put this on Twitter, where he essentially said that, you know, his big concern is he thinks there might need to be 3 weeks to read this for lawmakers to fully grasp it, just because of how complicated immigration and border law can be. But he's concerned that they're just not going to get that, and this is going to be rushed through.
Yeah, this is one of those issues where you really do have to take the time to dot the I's and cross the T's, because there's a lot to it. You can't just skim over this. Are you hearing any specifics about what is in this proposed deal?
Well, they've been pretty good, the negotiators have, but not letting a lot of this get out to the media or let what's been going on behind closed doors, you know, be leaked. But one thing that we do hear a lot about is asylum and parole. You know, the Republicans feel that if you raise the critical fear standard for people who are seeking asylum, that'll reduce the amount of people who are coming to the border and reduce overcrowding. But the problem is that when you have this issue of parole, which appears to be one of the big hang-ups from both sides, parole is seen as an issue where the president will pretty much be allowed to grant people temporary status in the country or stay in the country temporarily until they have a hearing. And they feel that as long as the president and the Homeland Security chief have as much power as they do when it comes to parole, then they can pretty much bypass whatever laws they negotiate and pretty much allow people into the country, which is going to be a major concern for Republicans.
And obviously, this is going to be a major talking point in the general election. I mean, the border has been such a problem for President Biden. And what's interesting is that he seems to acknowledge it's a problem, but he wants to place the blame everywhere else.
Well, yes. And you hear the Biden administration say over and over again that they want their budget to be passed. They're asking for resources, including the nearly $14 billion that's in this emergency spending package. But they also want Congress to pass immigration reform. Now, they could very much get both of them if Congress comes to a deal on this and is able to work something out. But, you know, when we talk about how much more the border is becoming an issue for people, you know, the polling around it suggests it's either the number one or number two issue right now. It certainly seems to be almost number one for Republican voters in both Iowa and New Hampshire based off of some of the exit polls. But, you know, the economy is still going to be one of the top issues, and it probably will be the top issue. But it looks like the border is starting to really solidify itself as maybe the number two issue, at least among Republican voters.
Right. That economy is something that voters really are able to connect with because they're shelling out more cash for the things they need. But I think the border has that component where we're seeing some of the dangers that exist with not securing our border.
Yes, and I think they do kind of blame, maybe more the blame falls on a president, or they feel that the politicians can actually solve that issue. I think there always is a little bit of forgiveness on the economy when it comes to, you know, your president can't control everything. But at the same time, you know, the president does usually take a lot of the blame whenever there are issues like you know, the economy that are going in the wrong direction. And right now we have a very confusing economy because you can look at it and maybe spin it however you want. You can look at job growth and you can look at unemployment and say, oh, the economy is doing good. But then you look at some of the issues like inflation, labor force participation, and just, you know, the fact that a lot of businesses can't find workers right now, then you could probably make the argument we're in a recession.
Exactly. I love that you pointed that out. It's so true. When it comes to those statistics and those things, each side can kind of tweak it just ever so slightly to make it more favorable for their cause, their position. And I believe that's why these stories become really important, because you cannot tweak or edit somebody's real life experience.
No doubt about that.
The other thing I wanted to ask you about, Ryan, is the fact that in Texas, they have had a lot of frustration with lack of border security, and they have been attempting to take matters into their own hands, and now there is that federal lawsuit over that barbed wire fence, and now they're trying to do some things with the park. What are you hearing about that particular in Texas?
Well, when it comes to what happened in Texas, you know, they were certainly dealt a big legal blow, Republicans were, when the Supreme Court sided with the Biden administration when it comes to removing the razor wire that the Texas, you know, I believe DPS or it was the Texas government decided to put in. Now you have Representative Mike Collins from the state of Georgia, who's actually proposing a bill that would pretty much prevents the federal government from stopping razor wire from being put in. So they're trying to go with a legislative path here. Unfortunately for them, it's probably not going to go where they want, because they're probably not going to be able to get this through Congress. But this certainly is, you know, creating quite the reaction amongst Capitol Hill Republicans.
Right. It was definitely a big blow to Texas, as they were trying to handle some of this on a state basis, and now they've got to wait for what's going to happen as this plays out in the courts.
Yeah, and it's pretty clear that, you know, when it comes to President Biden and some of the state governors he's dealt with, I think Greg Abbott is clearly the one who's been the biggest thorn in President Biden's side. Maybe you can make an argument for Governor Ron DeSantis, but, you know, when it comes to the legal battles they've had with Texas, when it comes to, you know, the border, policy at the border, you know, Governor Abbott deciding to ship migrants to different states across the country, you know, they really have just not seen eye to eye and have had a significant amount of backlash towards one another.
Right. And I think this is just going to continue heating up. And no doubt we are going to hear a lot about this as the race to the White House continues moving forward and heating up. There'll be no shortage of drama, that's for sure.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is going to be a major campaign issue. It still has been. And it'll be interesting to see if Congress is able to get some type of deal worked out before Election Day. I'm curious how that would shape any type of election sentiments.
No doubt if they could get this handled, that would certainly play in. Fox News Radio's Ryan Schmelz, thank you so much for getting us the inside look at what's happening with this big issue.
Hey, thank you, JoLynn. Have a good one.
All righty. Bye-bye. Well, I don't have a crystal ball. I am willing to predict that it is going to be really difficult for President Biden to tap dance around this in the general election. We haven't seen him campaigning as much, but he's really going to have to start getting in gear. And this issue is going to continue to be a priority, no doubt about that. There is a lot more to come on this Wisdom Wednesday. I'll be back after this quick break.